Boston police say the shooting of four women in Dorchester on Sunday was likely gang-related. The women were sitting in a car on Harlem Street when they were attacked. Three of them died, and investigators say at least one of them was targeted. The fourth woman remains in the hospital. These murders and two other homicides in Boston since Sunday have prompted outrage in the community. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff reports.
Harlem Street is a narrow, one-way side street less than half a mile from the Franklin Park Zoo. It's lined with big three-story homes. In front of one, a small shrine of teddy bears and candles marks where four women were gunned down in a car. Genevieve Phillip, Kirsten Lardy, and Cherise Perkins died. Perkins used to study engineering. Lardy just graduated from college, and Phillip wanted to open a beauty salon. Across from the shrine, people are coming together. Robert Lewis organized the gathering because he says he was shocked by the senseless violence. He didn't know any of the victims, but he does live in Boston and is a father.
It's not about blame, you know, or anything. It was just more or less, there's once in a while when you don't know what to do except to show up.
Lewis called everyone he could think of to come to Harlem Street, which was a lot of community leaders because he oversees grants at the Boston Foundation. Throughout the afternoon, a steady stream of people come by, including Mark Culleton, who's with the nonprofit College Bound Dorchester.
Those young women were all, like, really successful, right? I mean, had sort of made it through the system. But they came back to the neighborhood, and the neighborhood is still, in some ways, fundamentally broken because there's this small group of young people that we think of as wearing this sort of veil of disruption.
Lifting this veil of disruption was the focus of a community meeting at the 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury. Reverend Jeffrey Brown, who runs the 10-Point Coalition, wanted to talk about solutions.
We need a game changer. And one of the game changers that we need is that we cannot allow these kinds of incidents to happen anonymously and no one sees anything or does anything about it.
The 10-Point Coalition is offering a $2,000 reward for information related to the murders. The group has never offered a reward before. At the meeting, Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis says they've received lots of tips about the crime, but he pleaded for more help to find witnesses.
If you don't stand up and cooperate with us, you're destined to live under the fear of an individual who is capable of these acts. And it takes courage to stand up. And it's not an easy thing to stand up.
At the meeting, members of the community make suggestions about how to respond, including setting a curfew and more cooperation among outreach programs. Most echo Marion Turin's comments.
We need to collectively come together as a community, take a look at what might work, and try something different.
So we need an equity in our advocacy.
Ayanna Presley is the only woman on the Boston City Council and suggests the city examine its programs for women.
We have to be inclusive. Yes, our urban males are disproportionately at risk. But guess what? Most of our urban males are being raised by single women who are girls.
Several groups say they're planning marches and rallies for the coming days to keep attention focused on efforts to prevent more violence. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myroff.